Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communication Internet Radio. This is Luanne Stinson.
And Emily Osmond.
From the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, the United States of America. We will be praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Today is July 13th, the Feast of St. Henry. St. Henry, son of Henry, Duke of Bavaria, and of Gisela, daughter of Conrad, King of Burgundy, was born in 972. He received an excellent education under the care of St. Wolfgang, Bishop of Ratisbon in 995. St. Henry succeeded his father as Duke of Bavaria, and in 1002, upon the death of his cousin Otho III, he was elected emperor. Firmly anchored upon the great eternal truths, which the practice of meditation kept alive in his heart, he was not elated by this dignity and sought in all things the greater glory of God. He was most watchful over the welfare of the church and exerted his zeal for the maintenance of the ecclesiastical discipline through the instrumentality of the bishops. He gained several victories over his enemies, both at home and abroad, but he used these with great moderation and clemency. In 1014, he went to Rome and received the imperial crown at the hands of Pope Benedict VIII. On that occasion, he confirmed the donation made by his predecessors to the Pope of Rome and the Exarchate of Ravenna. Circumstances several times drove the Holy Emperor into war, from which he always came forth victorious. He led an army to the south of Italy against the Saracens and their allies, the Greeks, and drove them from the country. The humility and spirit of justice of the saint were equal to his zeal for religion. He cast himself at the feet of Heribert, Bishop of Cologne, and begged his pardon for having treated him with coldness on account of a misunderstanding. He wished to abdicate and retire into a monastery, but yielded to the advice of the Abbot of Verdun and retained his dignity. Both he and his wife, Saint Conegondes, lived in perpetual chastity, to which they had both bound themselves by vow. The saint made numerous pious foundations, gave liberally to pious institutions, and built the Cathedral of Bamberg. His holy death occurred at the castle of Groen near Halberstadt in 1024. His feast day today, July 13th. He is the patron saint of the childless, of dukes, of the handicapped, and those rejected by religious orders. From the Catholic Exchange, Saint Katira Tikawitha, Lily of the Mohawks, her feast is July 14. Every life is a story originating in God, the master storyteller, then winding through the hills and hollows of earthly existence, hopefully fading out of our narrative view back in the arms of the God who created us. Every life is a story, and it is the lives of the saints which show us how extraordinary a life filled with God's grace can be. Kateri Tikawitha was born in a Mohawk village in present-day New York almost 360 years ago. Her father was a tribal chief, and her mother was a Roman Catholic Algonquin who had been captured by the Mohawk, but later adopted into the tribe. By the age of 4, Tikawitha was nearly blind, and her face was utterly scarred by smallpox. While the young girl survived the epidemic, her mother, father, and baby brother did not. Lost, scared, and alone, Tikawitha, a name which means she who bumps into things, was adopted by her paternal aunt and her husband. Tikawitha grew up in a time of personal and cultural upheaval. Political intrigues between the Dutch, the French, the Huron, and the Mohawk meant that violence could erupt at moment's notice. One such incident happened when Tikawitha was 11. French colonists attacked and razed 3 Mohawk villages in an attempt to move westward. Part of the treaty between the French and Mohawk stipulated that Jesuit missionaries be allowed into the native villages when they were rebuilt. And so it was that Tikawitha came into contact with representatives of her mother's faith. The Jesuit priests who came to the Mohawks were holy men. They strove to learn the language, to learn the culture, and to help the Mohawks make connections between their existing religious beliefs and those of the Catholic faith. The priests were fearless, one time standing between their Mohawk hosts and Mohican prisoners who were being publicly tortured, risking their own lives to offer comfort to the dying prisoners. This willingness to stand firm in belief was shared by Tikawitha. Twice she stood up to relatives who would have her married off, once at the age of 13, and again when she was 17. She was ridiculed and harassed for this refusal, but she stood firm in the face of their insults. And so it was this self-possessed young woman that Father Jacques de Lambertville met while traveling through the local Mohawk villages. Tikawitha spoke with him, told him the story of her life, and revealed that she wanted to become Catholic. He began instructing her in the catechism, and a year later, on Easter Sunday, 1676, the nearly blind Mohawk known as She Who Bumps Into Things was baptized, taking on the baptismal name of Kateri, the Mohawk form of the name Catherine, after Saint Catherine Siena. Once baptized, Kateri was shunned by her village. Many accused her of sorcery. She was isolated, avoided, insulted. Father de Lambertville suggested that Kateri leave her home and go to Kahanawake, a mission where a large number of indigenous converts now lived. Kateri followed his advice. In Kahanawake, Kateri grew in holiness. She would stand outside the chapel door very early every morning, even in the coldest of winters, waiting for it to open for Mass. She undertook severe penances for the conversion of her kinsmen. Her sanctity impressed itself upon the European Jesuits, challenging them to rethink their concept of indigenous people and their cultures. Then 4 short years after her baptism, Kateri left this world. She died on Holy Wednesday, 1680, surrounded by friends. Within hours, the smallpox scars that the woman had worn since childhood miraculously disappeared, leaving her skin smooth and untouched. 3 people had visions of her in the week following her death. A chapel was built near her grave, and soon pilgrims began to visit, coming to thank God for this Lily of the Mohawks, who built bridges between Europeans and Native Americans, between humans and God. A number of miraculous healings were attributed to Kateri's intercession. The one approved for her canonization took place in 26, where the Mohawks' prayers are credited with halting the spread of flesh-eating bacteria in a young boy. In 2011, Pope Benedict named her a saint, the first American saint and patron of the environment. Native Americans, people in exile, and people ridiculed for their piety. Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, Lily of the Mohawks, pray for us.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to Saint Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In an atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
for listening. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications, AJ Loporto, who provided the music, Ann Courtney, Jim White, and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.